This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about my career. I currently work for the Center for Assistive Technology in Buffalo, New York, where we do center-based evaluations for the Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped of New York State. We are currently one of seven centers statewide that do the evaluations. And what happens is the consumer comes in, gets evaluated for equipment, and then the person, if the equipment is purchased for them, then they will come back for training, and they'll receive training on JAWS, WindowEyes, ZoomText, Supernova, HAL, whatever was actually recommended for that specific consumer. I have been there for on and off about 15 years, and I have to rewind even further than that. I started out, we're dealing with the assistive technology, my itinerant teacher, a TVI as they are referred to now, came in and she gave me a Braille and Speak classic, and we were trying to figure out how to run the Braille and Speak, and all we were getting is file is write protected, file is write protected. So she said to me, she goes, well, you can do one of two things. And so I was curious, I said, well, what's this? And I was a junior in high school, by the way. And she says, well, you could take it home with the cassette, with Fred Cassoni's cassette, and you can learn it. Or she goes, I can take it home, or I can learn it. So I took the Braille and Speak home with the cassette, put it in the cassette player, and pretty much overnight learned how to operate that thing. And that's when I kind of found my niche. Now we can fast forward a little bit to the summer of my junior and senior years in high school. I was in a summer youth program where they placed blind and visually impaired students in work situations, and that's where I was introduced to the center. I worked there for that summer, and that's where I met my supervisor, Katie Beaver, who along the years going into the future, she would be my mentor. So when the summer youth job was over, that the 6 weeks, I basically didn't leave. I, in my senior year in high school, I was done with all of my courses, and I only needed to take physical education and history. And I had the rest of the day to do whatever I wanted to do. So what I did after that is I left school at noon and went up to the center and pretty much started my intense training. Intense training meaning learning DOS, learning the computer, learning the screen readers, the ASAP, the Vocalize, the HAL, Arctic Business Vision, Flipper, all of those screen readers and all of the commands and things for like WordPerfect, knowing how to use WordPerfect, knowing how to use Lotus, knowing how to use Database or DBase, knowing how to use Procom, all those things that I had learned. I had pretty much self-taught myself how to do a lot of these things with tapes and you know, with the instructions of my coworkers and supervisor, and you know. So I did a lot of volunteer work. I was not easy. Did a lot of volunteer work, went up on my days off when I was going to college. I went up on my days off and worked with Katie, and she and I pretty much together learned how to use Windows 3.1 from the keyboard using Arctic WinVision. That's another name from the past. And then I got a phone call from her saying, we have a job for you. So ever since then, I've been doing assessments and trainings, and I guess I could say that I was in the right place at the right time, But it wasn't easy. It wasn't, you're just handed a job. That was not the case. There was hours and hours and hours and endless nights. And I remember being up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and learning how to download. I didn't know how to download, so learning on a bulletin board or a BBS how to download. I taught myself how to do things of that nature. Now, as time goes on, we learn Windows 95, Windows 98, 2000, XP, and whatever's going to come up in the future. Of course, none of us know that, but just to keep all this thing straight, and I can actually remember some of the old WordPerfect DOS commands and how to do certain things in DOS that needed to be done. And I was also one of those, too, that was an avid DOS user and didn't want to go to Windows. I hated Windows 3.1. When Windows 95 came out, that was pretty good. I saw advantages to long file names and things like that. Just the long file names. It took me about 6 or 8 months to break the habit of the 8.3 file naming convention that you had on DOS, that 95 and above broke that restriction. I also like the convention of Windows one command shuts down any application, no matter what application you're in. So after learning several different programs in DOS and several different ways to exit several different programs, Windows finally uniformed, and then I kind of jumped on the bandwagon with Windows, and that was really great. And then there was the internet. The internet, this is, training people on the internet. The internet opens up a lot of doors for people. Who would have thought that a blind person can literally go to the store, pick out their own CD by themselves, read the track listings, things like that? I mean, that's kind of what I teach, what I kind of want to try and get across to people when I'm teaching them, is that the computer can open doors. There are people that are resistant. They don't want anything to do with them until they find out, wow, I can actually do this. I hope you have enjoyed this brief look back on my career and the achievements that I have made. It's very rewarding when somebody comes in that doesn't know anything about the computer, and then they leave and they can say, "Wow, I've learned this," and that's very rewarding in itself. So, but I hope you've enjoyed this look at my career, and if you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu. Thank you very much.